Every week, a guest draws a card from NPR's wildcard deck and answers a big question about their life. Bobby Brown has found huge success as a makeup artist, business mogul, and TikTok star. In her latest book, Still Bobby, she's looking back on her life. And on Wildcard, she spoke with Rachel Martin about creating a brand that changed the beauty industry with its simplicity.
What's a piece of advice you were smart to ignore?
Oh, that no one needs another makeup company. When I told someone I was going to start a makeup company, uh-huh. This guy said, the world doesn't need another cosmetics company. Uh-huh. And he could have been right, but I proved him wrong.
How young were you at the time?
I actually started doing a line of lipsticks when I had my first baby. So I was 32 when my first baby was born. So I would be on the phone with editors giving tips how to wear makeup and look fabulous as my newborn baby was throwing up on top of me and trying to pretend I didn't have a baby, right? that I was just this fabulous person,
right.
You know.
That was the time when you didn't advertise motherhood. No.
And I was living in the suburbs of New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Why would Vogue write about, you know, someone in the living in the suburbs?
And part of your origin story is that you were making makeup that wasn't, I mean, you had all this experience working in high fashion and doing these amazing elaborate photo shoots with lots of makeup where you focus on the makeup. And your whole thing was like, what if we just didn't do that? What if we just like minimized it, which was revolutionary at the time. Now we take it for granted because everyone is like natural, natural, natural. But it was a huge deal when you did that.
Yeah, I remember there was a cover of a magazine I did where I don't know even what got into me. No one discussed it. I just did her makeup. I put a pencil inside her eye, and I took a bronzer, and I kind of put it all over her face, on her lips, on her cheeks, on her eyes, gave her some mascara, and oh my God, she looked so pretty. I mean, this girl must have been 19 years old.
Right.
And they shot the picture. Oh, Bobby, it's so beautiful. And it became a cover. And I was like thrilled. And I remember showing it to a top makeup artist. Look at my cover. What do you think? And he says, oh, that's not makeup that people want. If you do makeup like that, you're not going to work in this town.
Also, we should say, men, I mean, there's a lot of men telling
men.
You
yes.
how
right.
to do makeup.
Right.
And what
men
women
in
want.
Suits.
Men in suits telling
really,
you.
Men in really nice suits, yeah. There was token women, mm-hmm. but they were mostly men. You
yeah.
know, there were token women, and there was a lot of women, you know, that just, and a lot of men that just said yes. Yes, a lot of, I was kind of the one that said, no, I don't think that's right. I don't think people want that. I don't think people need that. You know, and let me figure out what the needs are in the market that you're asking me for, and let me try to do it my way.
And you can watch that full conversation with Bobby Brown by searching for Wildcard with Rachel Martin on YouTube. Her new book, Still Bobby, is out now.